This is for Pip, of course.
Oh.
That's for your good lady, David.
Oh, thank you.
Where do you want this, Dad?
Pop it on the table for now.
OK.
Is that all champagne?
I imported myself from an artisan producer in Cremant.
Do you?
There are some very exciting champagnes coming out of the smaller houses now, but then you probably know that.
Well,
and at last, but certainly not least, the biggest bouquet is for you, Jill. Shall I put it in the sink as you've got Rosie?
If you like, but you really shouldn't have.
Finally, after all these years, we meet.
Yes, we do.
Ruth's out with the sheep at the moment, but I've texted her, so she'll be back soon.
Excellent. And will Phil be joining us too?
Dad.
That's unlikely. He died in 2010.
I'm sure I told you that.
Do you know, of course you do, he was such a strong character, it's hard to believe he's not here anymore.
Mm.
Such a fine chap. I did look up to him. But now, Toby, get that case open, put a couple of bottles in the freezer, and we can make a start on this one. No, I know what you're thinking, but the sleeve keeps it cool, so it'll be fine to drink.
No, it's not that. It's just I've got work to be getting on.
No. I've come all this way, and I'm parched.
If you're thirsty, you could have a cup of tea.
Jill, what are you thinking? There's only one drink for wetting a baby's head, and it's certainly not tea.